Learning Mesechtes Megillah Daf Beis and Beis. The Amud starts ending the Shakla V'Tayra that was started on Amud Aleph. We have in the Mishnah the din of Kfarim Makdim Liyam Maknisa. That since the Kfarim go into the Ayares on Monday and Thursday, so they have Rishus to lay in the Megillah on the previous Monday and Thursday. And the Gemara brings the Brisa, and according to one Lashon Rabbi Yechanan said it also, that Zudiv Rabbi Kiva Stimsah, that only Rabbi Kiva holds that way, Avil Bezmana Zeh, Hailu Mestaklin Ba, and Kari Naisil Bezmana. That's what the Brisa said, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai Bezman Sheshanim Kitikunav Yisrael Shurim Alat Masan, Avil Bezmana Zeh, Hailu Mestaklin Ba, and Kari Naisil Bezmana. At the times where the Shanim Kitikunav Yisrael Shurim Alat Masan, he had this Takan of Kfarim, but Bezmana Zeh, since they look at it, and Kari Naisil Bezmana. Very unclear the Gemara. If you pshat them in the Rishayim, Rashi's pshat is that when the Yisrael was Shurim Alat Masan, so the Bezdin was the one that made the Birsh Chaydish every month, and the Shluchim were able to get to all the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael. So Mel, everyone knew the month. It would come Birsh Chaydish Nisan, everyone knew exactly when Birsh Chaydish was, they wouldn't have a problem knowing when Pesach is. Bezman Azeh, that the Yisrael are not Shurim Alat Masan anymore, and the Shluchim Bezdin won't reach them. So Mel, how would they know when Pesach is? They try to figure it out from Purim. Whatever Purim is, so they mark on the calendar that 4 weeks from now and the day is Pesach. So if you're going to lay in the Megillah early, so they might think that Purim is early, they might get the calendar mixed up, they'll end up making Pesach early, and they're going to be in Chametz on the last days of Pesach. That's Rashi's pshat. Here's another pshat, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rith, they say, Hayilu Mestaklin Ba means from Matanis Lavyenim. Since there's so much poverty today, his man is that it's not Shanim Kitikunim Yisrael Shomed Masam that Niyim really, really need the money. So Mamela, they're really desperate for the money. So Mamela, if you lay the Megillah early, they're going to want the Matanis Levyenim. They're not going to get the Matanis Levyenim. So Mamela, we don't allow them to early. We want to help out the Aniyim. So Yishayim will ask that the Gemara says later that when they laid it early, they made the Matanis Levyenim early also because the name Shalim Nais the Mikra Megillah. So what would be the chilek, even if the aniyim need the matanis, so good, they lay in the Megillah early, they also have matanis levyenim early. What's an afkemina? So the Baal Amar brings Rabbeinu Ephraim that they'll eat the matanis levyenim too early, they won't have any money on Purim, because they're so poor, they'll spend all the money, pashit for food, before Purim, and they won't have any money on Purim. There's another pshat in the Sagas Arayvet that they won't get as much matanis levyenim if not b'mizmana d'zritva. There's another girsa, that the Rabbeinu Haigayin's gear, so the Rif brings in Hayolim is Staknimba, since the Kamide Sakana. If Shatri Shainim say is, because the Gayim don't like when they lay in the Megillah, because it shows that they, the Sameach, the aid of the Gayim, and Mele, we're not wanting to battle the Megillah, now we can manage, but to add extra days, the Gayim will have Eva, so Mele, we don't want to do it. Either way, that's the Gemara. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush all pass like Rabbi Huda and say there's no Akdam al-Ibnei Akfarim Bezman Hazeh. Rather, the Asaga Sarayv, it says, and since the Stam Mishnah says that there is, even Rabbi Yechanan that said, Zu Divrei Rabbi Kiva Avu Chacham Maimim could be Zu V'Sviulei. So the Rav and the Asaga on the Rif, the Asaga on the Balamar really, he names that we do pass like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva. But it wouldn't be Negeya Bezman Hazeh, an hour's manim, because like the Gemara brings down, Amos I was mentioned Nechnasim B'Sheni V'Chamishi, Avon Ein Nechnasim Loi B'Sheni Loi B'Chamishi and Kainai Se'el B'Zmana, certainly the Kfarim today are not Nechnas B'Sheni V'Chamishi at all, so it wouldn't be Shayach the whole thing today. But there is a big discussion in the Rishayim and also in the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskin that maybe it's Yenigei of the Din. What's the Din if somebody's going on a trip and he knows beforehand he's going to be on a trip and he's going to be in a place on Yadalan and Desav where he won't have a Megillah? So they say, of course, try to make sure as much as possible to have a Megillah. But let's say it won't be Shaykh. You could read the Megillah now, but somehow there'll be an emergency that you will not be able to read the Megillah on Yadalan, but you could read it earlier. Might have been more Negeya in the earlier days in the times of the Rishayim and the Shulchan Aruch. But Al Kapanim, there's a discussion. So do you read the Megillah on Yid Aleph, Yid Beis, and Yid Gimel? Or no, you don't. They were in the Mevatel, the Tekana. So the Baal Amar brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. His Baal Amar is a little bit later on the Fehim and Aleph. He brings Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim brings it to Sefta. The Sefta says, HaMefarish V'Yetzel Adarech Karim B'Yid Gimel. Someone who's going on a way, and he won't be able to read Megillah where he is. He reads on Yud Gimel. So Rav Ben Ephraim dafka Yud Gimel, but not Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, because they were mevatel the takana. But Yud Gimel you still could. It's not so clear if they were mevatel the takana. So what's the epis Yud Gimel you could? So he must learn there's a chilek that Yud Gimel, which is a zman kill a kail, whether like Rashi or Gaminatam, he must hold like that pshat. The Yud Gimel is like Sarach Libuya because it was Isman Mechama, because it was Tanis Esther. So Mimele, you don't need a Tekana. So that Tekana, they weren't Mevatel. Mashenk and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, they're Mevatel the Tekana. The Tosefta says, you lay in Dafka Yud Gimel. The Baal Amar says, no, you can also lay in Yud Aleph and Yud Beis if you can't lay in Yud Gimel. Because Gedaya, Bekivis, and Say, listen with all of Bashas of Chak, a guy Mepharish, who hates the Sher. We're talking about a case where it's impossible for him to lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph. That's the case. If it's possible, then either you should do whatever you can to lay it on your dalit. But if it's impossible, shasat chak. It's very difficult, al kapanim. So mainly, could even be saimach on Rabbi Kiva Simstar to lay it on your dalit in your days. And the Sagas Arrived, like we mentioned, his comment is, we do paschal like Rabbi Kiva. But it's interesting that all three Yishayim, the Rebbeinu Ephraim, and the Baal Amor, and the Sagas Arrived, all seem to name on if they were mevatel it for the Bnei Kfarim, who had din they were mevatel it for the Mepharish Reitz Hashiur. To me, it doesn't sound mukhrich, but l'chay bin afkemina l'gabi a bracha. The rekeach, l'mashal, the rekeach brings it, the Beis Yosef brings the rekeach, it's in Reish Lam Vav, that says, b'shas atchak, it was in Farash Yosef v'sheyara, so then he could read it, yin alf yubayzi in Gimel, but he cannot make a bracha. That's what the Beis Yosef says. L'chay the b'shan is there, m'vatel it, but we're being saimach, and Rabbi Kiva, u'kudayma. But the Torah says like this, the Torah, at the end of Simon Tav Reish Beches, he says, shadri m'misifta, he's bringing l'chay, it sounds like he's bringing from the Gainim. Hechel enafik b'shiyar enafik b'svinta. If someone's going b'shiyar b'svinta, and he's not, he says, karyam b'yadal, v'cholta kanesh yachal asis de'ikshib dal d'yasa. If at all possible to lay yadal, he should do it. V'meni yachal, but if he can't. Karyam b'yadal b'yadal b'yadal. He could read yadal b'yadal 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 b'yadal. So the Chayri holds that the whole din that they are mevatel is outside mevatel the din of Bnei Kfarim, lays a siva, whatever it is, because they'll mix up the calendar, or because of the aniyim, or because of the sakana. But that was like for having a kriya kavua in the Bnei Kfarim, that they are mevatel. Mashenk and the mefarish v'yetsi v'sheyar and the tzmar kray, they'll never mevatel it. That's what's mashu to me from the Torah, what he brings from the Gainim. Now the Torah brings also the Bala Itter that says, no, you cannot read only from Yidalad on, even Mepharish V'yetzi V'sheyara. I'm not sure if the Pshan and the Bala Itter is the Omevatel Lagami, or maybe the Bala Itter holds that the whole Takana was originally only for Kfarim and not for Mepharish V'yetzi V'sheyara. But either way, the Psak of the Torah and of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tafresh Heches Siv Zayin, is to read it Yidalad V'yetzi and Gimel without a bracha. The kids did three shittas. There's a shita that holds that dafka yud gimel, Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a mechudish to geshita. There's a shita that holds yud alef yud beis in the gimel, but without a bracha. That's the rekeach, and I think the Baal Amar also that says that's kedai or bekiva lismachal b'shasat chak, mistama that wouldn't allow a bracha. And we have Rav Amram Gayin that the Torah brings that says you lay it with the bracha. But you have the Baal Itter, fourth shita that says that you don't lay it at all, even yud gimel. You can't lay it only by yud alef. And the Maskanis Halacha from the Shulchan Aruch is, he says, we do it without a bracha. Now the Shulchan Aruch means a Yesh Aimrim that you can read it from the beginning of the Chaydash, which is in the Rishayna. The Marilchai, B'Shem the Rav Yom, and the Gai Sashi, B'Shem the Arzurua, and other Rishaynim, they bring a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this, Tanya B'Shem Rabbi Nassim, Kol HaChaydash Kashu L'Kriyas Megillah, Mai Tam, V'Chaydash Hashanet B'Chlem Yogam L'Simcha, the Chaydash, which is Nepach, that has the Nevkriyas Megillah, Amr Amchelm Levan Ad Chamisha Aser, and only till the 15th, the Amr Abavor B'Shem Rebleza, Le'aver V'Le'aver. So, these Rishayim say, if you're Mepharish V'Etzi V'Sheyara, so from the beginning of Ad, they read the Megillah. Now, we mentioned Kamer Rishayim, the Torah from the Ga'inim, the Baal Amor, Beinu Ephraim, the Sagas Arayvi, the other line of Rishayim, that only say in Alf Yibayz in Yigimel. They don't say Kol HaChaydash. We have Rishaynim, like we said, the Marilchaif and the Ravya, the Gai Sashif and the Arzuru and other Oit Kamer Rishaynim, that bring the Yisham in La Alacha, that you can lay the Megillah from the beginning of the month. And the Beis Yosef says that it's Mashman that our Gemara doesn't hold of the Yisham, because it didn't bring it. But he says, let's say you can't wait till Yonah Fibes in the Gimel, The Shiara is going before that, and it's impossible to lay Megillah. So Gedai Yishami listen call of Mishalei Yukra Klal. And he brings in the Shulchan Aruch this din B'Shem the Yeshayman. Like he says in the Beis Yosef, that Pashas the other Yishayman hold that way, and Pashas the Bavli is hold that way. But you could be saying Mechan the Yishalmi B'Shas the Tchak. And the Ramah says the Lashon V'Hachi Nog. So that's the minig, that if you can't lay the Megillah on your Dalet, or even on your Nalfi Beis in your Gimel, so then you lay it from the beginning of the month without a bracha. Now the Magen Avraham says, whenever you lay it early, you shall lay it basar. We'll have a Gemara later on Daf Hey and Aleph that Megillah shalay bezman and needs asar. Whenever you lay it shalay bezman, like the farim, they need dafka asar. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered, you're laying without a bracha. It's just like a kriyas ksuvim ba'alma. Why would you need asar? But I think the pshat is pashit. Not sure pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan. There are shittas rishenim, kama shittas rishenim, hold the yamamish yetzir the kriya then. There's a kiyum of the kriya. We don't make a bracha because the Ari Shainim say not yetzir. Even in Aleph, Yedbeis and Yigimel, the Bala Itter says you not yetzir. So Mela, since the Ari Shainim and not yetzir, so we don't make a bracha. But the Ari Shainim hold the yetzir. Now, even those who Shainim hold the yetzir, see Mechuyiv to do it kiddin of Shleibiz Mana and have Asarim. Azay Lechura. Now the Beis Yosef says another big kiddush. He says, let's say you were going on this trip, and you laid the Megillah earlier without a bracha. And I think it means even if the halacha was to lay it with a bracha. But it comes your dalet, and mitamol, your mamish weren't expecting it. Somebody in the caravan or on the ship has a Megillah k'shera, and you're able to lay a Megillah k'shera on your dalet. Zakt, the Beis Yosef, and this is the psak of the Ramah, you have to lay it again. And the Achrayim say it means with a bracha. Because since it's possible for you do it on your dalet, they say this nusach, and has the same din as a ben kfar who finds himself in the ear on your dalet, with their avad he has to lay over kibnei ha'ir. Now they don't bring a makar to that din. They're saying a chiddush, and they're saying kilu it's bashit. That if you have a ben kfar that was makdum liyan maknisa, but he happens to have come to the ear on your dalet as well, even though he's already yaitzin and megillah liyan maknisa, he's a ben kfar, but he has to lay it again. They don't explain why. It sounds like a bit chiddush, because even though the halacha is, according to most Rishonim, that we hold that if you're in a ear for one day, you call the ben ear b'negeya purim, praise ben yom kari praise, and you're laying b'yadal. If you then go to the krach for one day, so you're also a ben mukif ben yom also is kari mukif, and you're laying b'dezov. So there's a chiyuv to lay both days. But that's because they're two chiyuvim. So there's a mechayev of your dalet for the bnei yaris, and you happen to be in the ear, so you get that mechayev. There's a mechayev of tezvon for the bnei krachim, so you happen to be in the krach, you get that chiyuv. But here, you really are a prazi. You're really a your dalet mensch. How come you went before? Because you have a shus to go early. Me'echet taste if you happen to be in the ear, you have to lean again, and with the bracha. I'm not sure. I don't fully understand it, but that's what they say. That by them is pashit. They mail the shtel at so who would in here? The whole het that you had to be makdim was because the shas at chak, you're not going to be able to lay it later. So if it comes that you are able to lay it later, you like a ben kfai that was nimsa b'yir in your dalad, that there's a chiyiv to lay it again, and with the bracha. That's what the achrayim say. Now the emek bracha asks the gevaldik akasha on the rishayim that paskin like the yishalmi. Like we said, the arishayim that paskin like the yishalmi, that kol ha'chaydish is kasha l'kriyas Megillah. Also the Rav brings down, according to those Rishonim, who are din, let's say you didn't have a Megillah till Tezvav. You're a ben ear, you're in America, you're in New York, and there was no Megillah. New York probably wouldn't happen, but you're in a place where there's no Megillah on your dalet, and punkting out of Megillah in Tezvav, so you lay in Tezvav also. Because it says, Wavana Chamisha Asr, it says, according to the Yishalmi, he says, not Mashra just for the Mekafim, after Chamisha Asr, not because of Al-Yavr, but otherwise, Kol HaChaydish K'sheira. But the Shaila is like this. The Beis Yosef says, the Lashon, it doesn't seem like the Bavli holds like the Yishalmi, because the Bavli doesn't bring it. L'chayu, the Bavli is Mukhna to the Yishalmi. The Gemara early on, Be'ezim and Aleph. Asa Kasha, Minolon. And the Gemara explains the Kasha. It must be Ashkenaz Gedela is Mesakin all these 5 days. Because if not, how could a Be'ezim be Mevatel Divi? We have a Klal, in Be'ezim Yachal Mevatel Divi, Be'ezim Chavel, can go to Men and Mechachum of the Minyan. So if you're going to say, though, Kol HaChaydish is Kasha, so what's the problem? Why can't they be Mesakin for the make farm? Kol HaChaydish is Kasha. The Chayyim of Bavli state mafurish, not like the Yishalmi. As I factor Emek Bracha Pella, doesn't see anyone else asking this kasha. But the problem is Yerushalmi themselves makes the drasha of Zman Zmanam Zmanayim and Yom Kayam like the Bavli does. Even though the Yerushalmi doesn't realize with the Klokait that without the drasha we would say Ein Bezin Yachal Lechvat Avivret Elmikin Gadim Mechak Pavinyin, but the Maisa they bring the drasha. And then the Yerushalmi brings the din of Kol HaChodesh kasha. So we have the same kasha. Unless you say it's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, it's not so mashma. You'll have the same kasha. What do we need the drasha of Zman Zman Zmanayim according to Yerushalmi? Or Yom Kayom when Kol HaChodesh is kasher. L'chol you have to be mechalak. Kol HaChodesh kasher the din on a yachid. The B'shas HaTchak, if he doesn't have an eitzah to lay in a yadal and tizvav, Kol HaChodesh is kasher. But to be kivei a day through a rabbit, to be kivei a lechatchila dik a day, to stand be mekel, even people that really could lay in yadal, but since they're b'nei kfarim, they could be makdum liyoy meknisa, that would be called a bittul to the tkanas anchik nes segdela. Because Mefayish Vesev Ishiyar, they claim the Kol Chodesh is for Yachid B'Shas HaTchak. But Hashem can hear, it's more lechatchila. It's going to make firm of Adon at a time for the Takana. That's not Mamish B'Shas HaTchak. That would be called the Bittul. So there's two dinim. There's days that are Mamish the Kviyas of the Megillah. That Chazal could be mistaken that people claim that day, they have a Tzarech for the Takana, even if it's not a Shas HaTchak for them, even if they really could be Yitzan Yadalit. And you have another din. If an individual absolutely can't be Yitz and Yidal, then he has Kol HaChodesh. So maybe the Bavli really could stim with the Yerushalmi. That's what I think the Teretz is. And now let's go right to the Mishnah had said, Prakha Makav Lechayim Meisim Shuvan and Iskarim Mechamisha Asar and Kvarim Ve'ez Gedal Zekarim Barabba Asar and the Gemara says, Minani Mili and the Gemara says, Lakein Yehuda Ma'prazim Ma'yeshu Mariah Prazais and they lay Marabasar, me the president Marabasar, and that's Shez Mukafiz Bechamishasar, all Sugya, to go through the Joshua's like Suvim, we have the Machlaikis, the Mishnah says it's telling Yeshua ben Nun, because we learn that Prazi Prazi, and we have Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that doesn't learn that Prazi Prazi, he holds that it's telling in Achashverish. So the Rishonim discussed there, Manu is the one who asked this Kasha, and this is his Lashon, and he told my Rao al Kacha, Omoh Gi Aleim, Lasis Yisrael, a goodness of mitzvah azu. Why did Chazal make, he uses the Lashon of the Megillah, why did Chazal make that Klal Yisrael should be a goodness of mitzvah azu, that should be a chiyuv of some in Yadal, some in Tezvav? Even though there's no real issa of Lasis Greater to Tain Zeraman, because the Gemara in Yevamis discusses why there's no Lasis Greater to, when you have the Bnei Krachim on Tezvav and the Ayares on Yadal, the Gemara says because two different cities there's no Lasis Greater to. Why do they make two groups? And also, when do you find the Torah such a thing? The Torah always says, Torah achus mishmer echad yelachem. And call the Takan Rabbanan ka'in der aysa Takan. As they affect the Raman gavaldi gekasha. So Raman starts with the Torah, which Kamri Shainim hold. And the Yisrael was like this. Bizman anes, there were two times where they had a celebration. The Yidin and the entire Kol Medina Samalach, they killed the Goyim on Yud Gimel. And they had a celebration on Yadalit, as they stayed in the Megillah. The Yidin in Shushan, they had permission to spend the next day or so to kill more Amalekim, to kill more people that wanted to kill them, and they rested on Tezvav, and they made that Mishnah V'Simcha. So there were two separate times at the time of the Megillah story when they made the Mishnah V'Simcha V'Yamtif, which wasn't a Tekana. It's not, they celebrated. There was a time of celebration of Yadalan for the rest of the Medinas. There was a time of celebration as well for Shushan. So Mel, they wanted to make, by Ladeiris also such a thing, and they wanted to make that all Mukafas Chayma should be like Shushan, because the Ikanes happened with Shushan. Then the Rishayim are bothered, so then woe be the Pshan in Mukafas Chayma in Meisei Shuv Benun. Vasepis in Meisei Shuv Benun. If the reason is you want to make it seven, so good. You want to add more, because if you just do it by Shushan alone, I assume the reason is it won't be Nikah, there won't be so many Eden in the Shushan. So you want to make all Mukafas Chaim in that way to show that there was a separate Nes in Shushan as opposed to the rest. There was two separate days of celebration, so you made all Mukafas Chaim. So why do we do Meisei Shuv Benun? It would make sense to do Achashverosh, like Rabbi Shuv Ben Karcha said. So Yishalmi asks this Kasha, Bavli doesn't. Shalmi says, "Bshimin Yeshua ben Levi, Cholku Kavod Eretz Yisrael, Shaisach Reivim Leisi Yam, Toys and Leisi Yeshua ben Nun." They wanted to give Kavod Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrail was destroyed at the time, and therefore they were tailored for Leisi Yeshua ben Nun. Rishonim explained that if they're going to make a Tali Nachashverosh, so the entire Eretz Yisrael didn't have a Kavod Eretz Chaima. So they'll be Gnai for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael wouldn't have any Makar for Shechem be Gnai. So they wanted to give cover to Eretz Yisrael to make it that's totally in Yeshua Benon. That's how the Rishayim learn Pshat Nishalmi. We'll see later, the Yisheisef has a different Pshat Nishalmi. But Pashat Pshat Nishalmi is, really they would have been Toilet in Achashverish, but then, there'd be an Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have a Kriya of Tezvav. So Mela, they did, they made it totally Yeshua Benon, and that way Eretz Yisrael will have a lot of cities with a Kriya of Tezvav. So the Ramban doesn't like this Pshat. The Ramban who asks this Kasha, he brings his Teres, he doesn't like it. He says, because really, they both have a Siba to be Kari on Yudalit. Why? Because Shushan also had the same Nase on Yud Gimel like everyone else. So they both could have a celebration because of the Nase of Yud Gimel. So why not also read Yud Gimel Kari? Why not also read Yudalit Kari Yisrael? So it seems to me, the Machlaikas the Ramban and the other Rishayim are like the Machlaikas he had before Rashi and the Rush. And the Ramban holds, when is the Mechayiv for the Yimei Purim? The Mechayiv for the Yimei Purim is the Melchama. Why don't we do it on Yigim? Well, good. We do it the day after the Mechayiv, for whatever reason. But the Ikka Mechayiv is the Melchama. So Mel Shushan had the same Melchama on Yigim like everyone else. So the Mechayiv, it has the same. Granted, has another Mechayiv. So good, but you're only doing one. Why not do the one of Rav Yisrael? Why do the one specifically? Or he says, or at least do two. So tell Shushan to do both days, for both wars. But he's looking at Yedalin being the Mechayiv of Yedalin is the Melchama of Yud Gimel. Shushan also had the Melchama of Yud Gimel. Now, Shengen, the other Rishayim, whole like the Rush, we said earlier, Zman Kil L'Kaili, like we said, and that pays him up. Rashi says, Zman Kil L'Kaili, since the Nase happened in Yud Gimel, it's Pashtun, it's the day of Kriya. It's like the Rush, no. The day of Kriya was the day of Melchama and the Rabba. The Rishayim bring the Yishalmi, the day of Melchama was the day not to do the day, not to do the Kriya. The Kriya was done when the time that they rested. So Melech Shushan didn't have a resting on Yadalad to make Purim then. Very interesting. That's why I think the Machlaikis is. The Ramban says, the Kriya of Yadalad is because of the Mechama of Yigimel. Shushan also had a Mechama of Yigimel. The other Rishayim, the Kriya of Yadalad is because the resting of Yadalad, Shushan didn't have a resting of Yadalad. Shushan only had a resting of Tezvav. That's when they gave it a day of Tezvav. And they made all the Mekafas Kaim like Shushan. Now the Beis Yosef asks on this chat, if the Yisayid, the reason why the Mekafas Chaim Elena Tezvav is really because of Shushan. The real day of Tezvav was set for Shushan. And why does Shushan do Tezvav? Because that's when they had their celebration on the day and time of the Purim story. And Mekafas Chaim are all Agav Shushan. So what does the Gemara mean? We have a Gemara that asks a Kasha and Shuvan, that asks a Kasha on the Tana Nidon. The Gemara's Lashon is a Lashushan Kaman. Loi Kiprazim v'loi Kimukafim. And Rashi explains the Kasha. If you're going to say it's totally Yeshua Benun, so what's Pshan and Shushan? Shushan wasn't Mukav Chayim Yemais Yeshua Benun. And what does it mean, L'chay Eloi Kiprazim V'loi Kimukafim? It's not Mukafim because it wasn't Mukav Yemais Yeshua Benun. And it's not Prazim because it's not doing Kiprazim, it's doing Kitezvav. And for the Gemara Teretz, Amar Rav Amar L'Kadish, Shani Shushan Al-Vanasa Banes. And Rashi explains, since they gave him Machal Le'argeg, and they weren't Nachu at Tezvav, Ken Yasut. That's what they did L'Dayus. So the Shaila is, if all the, it sounds from the Gemara like this, Mukaf Eschaim, we understand why they're doing a Tezvav, because of Brazi Brazi. The rest of the Ayaris, we understand why they're doing it now, because they don't, they're the Brazim Taka. But Shushan, what's the chant? All the Mukafis should do Tezvav, but Shushan should do Yudalad. Otherwise, it's not Kabrazi, not Kamukafi. But what do you mean? If you don't know why Shushan is doing Tezvav, so how do you understand why anyone's doing Tezvav? As the effect of Beis Yosef, L'chayi the Gemara is mavur that the Mukafin have a time to do Tezvav, nothing to do with Shushan. Otherwise, you can't ask the Kasha Shushan, that Shushan's not a Mukafin. The whole Mukafin come from Shushan. So the Rishayim, the Paiskim, the Bach and the Taz, they say that the Ran, the Rishayim had saved this Pshat, that the reason why they made a separate day for Mekafin is because there had to be a separate day for Shushan, the Mekafin were Agav Shushan, they say when they have the Kasha, Shushan of a command, the Gemara's Kasha was Taka on the Mekafin. Right? What's the Pshat? How could it be the Mekafin are Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun when Shushan Guf is not a Mekafin for Mimais Yeshua Ben Nun? That's Guf for the Gemara's Kasha. If you're going to make that, if the Yisayda Davar is, the Yisayda Davar of the Kriya Tezvav is Al Shushan, Shushan itself is not Kamukafin. Just I don't understand them, the Kasha I understand, but the Teretz of Shani Shushan Havanas Benes. They don't see where the Gemara answered the Kasha. We knew that. We knew Shani Shushan Havanas Benes. We just don't understand then why Mekafen Atolin Yeshua Benun. The Yishami says the Teretz Lach Lekavan Eretz Yisrael. The Babli, I don't see how it answers the Kasha. Akapana, that's the Beis Yosef's Kasha on the Pshat of the Yishenim on the Ran. But the reason why they did Mekafen different is because of Shushan. The Beis Yosef says a whole different Pshat. The Beis Yosef says, and this is how he learns Pshat in the Yishami. Lach Lekavan Eretz Yisrael means they decided, they're making a Yantav called Purim. They wanted to have a Zikaron for Eretz Yisrael. You know, we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed, that you have to make Zeichel and Mikdash because it says, Tzien Ein Dairish Lo, Mikhal Nebari Jusha, and a lot of things that did Zeichel and Mikdash. They decided, we're making a Purim, we're going to make a special recognition of Eretz Yisrael in the Tekana of Purim. And the recognition is that all the Chash of the city of Eretz Yisrael get their own Kriya. Now the Gemara has the Kasha with Shushan. So where's Shushan fit in? Doesn't have this bezunder recognition for Eretz Yisrael. And then again, it's not doing Kiprasim. So there the Gemara says, good. Shushan kind of happens to have another reason why it says Vav. It's Nasa Menes. But all the other Mukafim are not because Shushan was Nasa Menes. All the other Mukafim was Lach L'Kavel Eretz Yisrael. Thus alone, Lach L'Kavel Eretz Yisrael alone is the reason. That's the Beis Yosef's Taina. So again, so we have two reasons now why they made it different. We have the standard time of the Rishonim. The Ran, Redzis Eis Klar, the Ramban starts with this. That since at the time of the Purim story there were two celebrations, one for the rest of the Medinas, one for Shushan, therefore they wanted a Shtel Avech, that Purim should also have 2 days of celebration, one the celebration of the rest of the Medinas and one the celebration of Shushan. And they said, all Mukafas Chaimah should have Shushan, that will make a second day of celebration a little more global. And why would they tell him Adafka Yeshua Benun? Because to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, they wanted that Eretz Yisrael, the cities, should have this other day of celebration. If they would do Maisach HaShveirish, there would be very few, if any, Eretz Yisrael cities which are Mukav Chaim at the time. And then we have the Beis Yosef Pshat. The Beis Yosef says that Shushan was taka because they wanted to make a separate celebration for Shushan, Ka'ein, the celebration of Shushan that was then, which was Tezvav. But the rest of the Mekafas Chaim have nothing to do with that at all. It's time to make a separate day. In order to have a Schir of Eretz Yisrael, Lach L'Kavel Eretz Yisrael. He says it's better than Lashon. According to the Ran, it shouldn't be a Gnai of Eretz Yisrael. According to him, it's Taka Lach L'Kavel Eretz Yisrael. But Dafka to give cover to Eretz Yisrael to make a separate day for the Chashiv cities of Eretz Yisrael. So he brings the Ramban's Lashon, Hilchas Megillah. He also the Ramban. He brings the Ramban's Lashon in Perek Aleph, Hilchas Megillah, Lach HaDalad. The Beis Yosef holds the Ramban is saying his Pshat. The lashon is like this: Kol medina shemekafes chayim yemais Yeshua benun kaiyim b'desvav. The kol medina shleis mekafes chayim yemais Yeshua benun kaiyim b'yadalit. So, and he doesn't explain any reason why. That's his diik. Then he says like this: Shushan abira, afal fi shleis mekafes chayim yemais Yeshua benun also kaiyim b'desvav. Shabahaya hanes. There he first explains by Shushan abira shabahaya hanes. Shenem v'nayich mechamish asabai. Then he says, "V'lama talu adav b'mei Yeshua, k'dei lach l'kavel Eretz Yisrael shesachreiva b'aisus nad, k'dei shikarin k'bnei Shusha, v'yachashiv kilein krachem kafel chayim af b'she'en at achreiva, ha'yva mekafel chayim b'aisus shubunun kaim v'tezvav." That sounds a little bit like the other pshat, right? As though you might learn, "V'lama talu adav b'mei Yeshua, k'dei lach l'kavel Eretz Yisrael." In other words, why did they do it dafka by Yeshua, not achashveirish? Because that was Chareva, and then the ones that occur in Kibbnei Shushan. But he says no. Lama told them Yeshua means Bechlal, why did they make any din besides for Shushan Avira? Why did they make any din of Tezvav? And the answer is the din of Tezvav is Lach Lekavel Eretz Yisrael, the Etzem. And Shikarin Kibbnei Shushan just means the Karim Tezvav. And he writes at the end, Zikarin Eretz Yisrael B'nei Sazeh. He says if you're going to say the Pshat is Stam, because he wanted that once you anyway, making 2 days, you don't want to be mevazeh Eretz Yisrael by showing it was charev, and you want to make the cities in Eretz Yisrael be tezvav, that wouldn't be zekar leishol v'neisus, that wouldn't stem. That's what he says. He's medayik in the Rambam. Since the Rambam first said the din of Mekafis and Karcha before he said the din of Shushan, Vaisis Mekafin has its own reason, and he explained the reason later. That's what it means. Lama tayla eis davim mei Yeshua. The reason is the lachal grav Yisrael should be a zikul neisusol v'neisus that period. That's how he learns up the Rambam. So that's the second shot. Now the Ramban has a very mechudish shita, very interesting shita, which the Rambam brings down, this in the Ramban and Chedushim, why they made it for 2 days. And this is what he says. He says he figured it out from the Pesukim. And it's, he starts off with the Hanacha, that Rav of Klal Yisrael, and this was a very Mechudish Dikazach, the Ran argued stark on it, but Rav of Klal Yisrael, the time of the Purim story, when it was in Eretz Yisrael. Because before the Purim story, the Melech Paras, whose name was Kairish, and he said everyone could go to Eretz Yisrael and build a Beis HaMikdash, and that was this battle. And then you had Achashverosh, and the whole Purim story. And then after Achashverosh, you had Dayavish, and he again allowed the Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael. That was the story. Now he said, when Dayavish allowed the Yidden to go to Eretz Yisrael, Ezra went up, and very few people went with him. Only a few people went with him. So Zakhtar and Ban, that shows you that most of them went up earlier. Most of them went up when Kairish allowed them. And he said, this is what he says, Eretz Yisrael at that time was full of Yidden. Yidden lived in the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Now, even though he said it was Mufuzim, Mufur, Bechol, Medinas, Machusecha, but the main bulk of the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Yidden were. Now, if they had fortified cities, the fortified cities of Eretz Yisrael of the time, they weren't in such a big sakani, Tainus. The Haman's going to come with his armies to fight with them, but they're fortified. So they weren't in such a big sakana. But the Yidden that were present, the Yidden in the unfortified cities, they were in a tremendous sakana. They were going to get overrun. Zakta Megillah. Al-Kain, right? So Megillah describes a celebration that was done on Yidala, which everyone did, on the day of the Purim story, and at Tezvav, which they did in Shushan. And then the Megillah says, Al-Kain, Yehudim, Aprazim, Ayeshim, Bari, Aprazim, Aysim, Isyayim, Abba, Asal, Chaydash, Adda, Simcha, Mishtim, Yantav, Ashlaik, Manas, Ashrayim. Zakta Megillah, you know what that Megillah means? It means that the year after the Purim story, the only ones that made Purim were the Prazim. There was no Takana to make Purim yet. And he says the reason why they didn't make a takana was because they thought they weren't allowed to. So he says, they thought they weren't allowed to. There's Mimaisif Alatera. So Mela, there was no takana. The Prazim would celebrate every year on the 14th day. However, the Mukafan didn't celebrate at all. Because the Prazim really felt the effects of the Nes. They felt the Omamish saved, Mimisa Lechayim. And the Mukafan didn't. The Mukafan felt Chayim. If they would have came, we would have fought back. So that's why the Prazim, right? And he said they had to be in Eretz Yisrael, because if they were in Chutzlaris, the Mukafim wouldn't help them at all. The Goyim are in charge of the city. So Mamela wasn't helping in the Mukafim. The Goyim are there with them. But since they were in Eretz Yisrael, they had their own cities, their own Malchus, the Mukafim were not terribly affected. And that's the pshat in the Gemara's Havman. The Gemara says maybe only the Prazim make Purim, and the Mukafim don't make Purim. So the Gemara says two reasons why I can't say that. First of all, if we're making a takana should be for all Yidden. And if they, as long as they're Yisrael, of course they have to make Purim. And the second is that Mordechai v'Esther sent letters to everyone. Now, he says like this. He says, sometime later, Hashem was Heir Eseinayim. This is his Lashon. V'matzah snachman atayir to be Mesakim Purim. And the male they were Mesakim for everybody. Right, it says that they sent Svarim L'chol Medin Esmach HaKreivim HaRechaikim. What's the Chiddush HaKreivim HaRechaikim? Because the Rechaikim, the ones that were Rechaik from both Shush and Eretz Yisrael, they also didn't feel there was such a big Sakana. Because they're far away. Right, who says the army is going to get to them? The people that were in the biggest Sakana were the people in Eretz Yisrael that were present. And they made the Purim. But then afterwards, Mordechai sent a letter to all the Medinas HaMelech, HaKreivim HaRechaikim, telling them to make Purim. And he says they were scared to make Purim because they were scared the Goyim wouldn't like it. And then Mordechai sent the second letter saying, and that was Mitav HaMelech, that they should make Purim. And now they weren't scared anymore. And that's when the Purim started. So he said, hey, Yaisa really was a Yantif of Purim when they found the Smachman HaTayr. Sounds like a few years later. And there really was a Yantif of Purim. Because HaKeinah Yehudim HaPrazim HaYerishim 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 they already did it. And that was done for years before the Takana. So now the Mengatakana decided, since that was the main nace, we'll leave them by Yidalit, and we'll make a different day for the Mekafim. And the Mekafim will do the day that they did in Shushan. So this also has another reason for the Mekafim, not because they want to be like Shushan. Stop! The Mekafim should have the day that they did in Shushan. And he says, Natsim Shan and Megillah, Kibla Yehudim, Esa Shechelu Lasais, the Esa Shekasa Varchaelein. What does that mean? Kibla Yehudim Esa Shechel Asis is the Prazim. They started it already. They started it long before Mordechai was Mesakin. And they were Mekabal it now, as a Tekana. Ve'esa Shekasa Mordechai with the Mekabal, they never were Chelul Asis. But they were Mekabal also, because Mordechai was Kasav Aleim. Why? Ki Haman ben Hadassah sir kol Yehudim. Ah, because he wanted to kill everybody. So even the Mekafim should make a part. And why they make it by Yeshua ben Nun? Then he says at the same time, Lach l'kav le'etzeshoah that was chareiv like the Yerushalmi. That's the Ramban's Mahalach, a Meridik HaChadushin in the Inyan of Purim, that the third reason, right? We have one reason Mekafim is because it was an extra day of celebration for Shushan, we want to remember that day, and we made all the Mekafim Keshushan and Yeshua ben Nun as covered for Yerushalmi. We have another pshat from the Beis Yosef that they made the Mekafim and as well Pashat without Shushan. Stam, they want to make an extra day to give cover to Eretz Yisrael, to give cover to the Chash of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. And we have the third pshat because the Prozim Fakir, the Ikenes was the Prozim. The Mekafim weren't in such a big Tekana. That's why the Prozim started with Purim, before the Tekana. And Mordechai didn't make the Tekana right away because he had to wait until Heir Hashem Maseinu V'matzis Machim and Atayra. And then when he made it, since there was already something going on in Yedalad, he decided to make Mekafim a separate day of Tezvav because they weren't the Ikenes. So the Ran argues on a bunch of Nakudas from the Ramban. First of all, the Ran holds that this whole thing to say that Rav Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, he says it's not true. The Psukim say 40,000 people went up by Kairish. And he says it's quite probable that after Kairish, after Achashverosh took over and the whole thing was in Spout, they weren't allowed to make the Beis HaMikdash, it's quite probable that they left. Because there were very few Yidden there to show at the time. So the whole thing doesn't stem well. The Ramban himself says that the Mekafin in Chutz La'aretz, that afforded them no protection. They weren't in charge of the city. The guy were there in the city with them. That wouldn't help. It had to be that they were in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he says, there were very few in there. Also, he says, Yerushalmi's Mavur, that there were no walled cities in Eretz Yisrael. There were very few. That was the lach l'kavod l'Eretz Yisrael. She's the Chareviyam, they didn't have walled cities. Now, the Ran doesn't say this, but I think the Ramban Zeichacha, that very few went up with Ezra, I think the Ramban old Enechinami. Not too many people went to Eretz Yisrael altogether. Most of the Eden stayed in Mavur. That's what I think the Ran holds. But either way, the Ran says clearly that in the time of the Purim story, there were very few people in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore he says, when the Pasuk says, Ran has this whole Mahalach, the Alkein Yehudim are Prozers and Prozers, means they made it themselves, he says it never happened. The Pshat was, this all was a Takana. We're explaining the Takana. The Takana was, that's why in the Takana, the Prozers make Yedalad and the Mekafim make this well, because in the original Purim story, there were 2 days. The Shire Medinas made the Dalit, and Shusha made the Zvav. So, Melal, can you do my prosa? Made the Dalit, so the Mekafa made the Zvav. And he says that the Ramban makes a reference to a Gemara or a Maim Chazal that Mordechai the Estat to wait until Heir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, what's his Machman Atayah. That's a Gemara that I'm saying about if Megillus Esther should be Bechal Kisvei Kodesh. That's not about the Tekanas Purim. The Ramban, I think, holds that the Tekanas Purim was the next year. So there couldn't have been such a thing, a time period where only the Prozim made Purim, and that's why when they finally made the Tekana, they decided to make Mekafim this every day. Well, it didn't exist. The Purim was the next year. That's why the Ran likes his chant, that since it was 2 days of celebration, that's when it made 2 days, one for Prozim, one for Mekafim, that Mekafim should have the day of celebration of Shushan.